Mike, as you head to Pittsburgh this weekend, you're a team that's looking for a win. We've talked about games being must-win this, must-win that. But what type of importance do you place on this week, personally? I know every game's a game, but this is a critical juncture, isn't it?
Well, you want to win them all. And that hasn't been done in a long time, but still, we can get after it this weekend. There's no reason why we shouldn't. We have a tough opponent, and I just firmly believe that if we come and play the game, we know how to play it, tough, hard, fast, physical, and fundamentally sound, then we'll like our results.
You've had a chip on your shoulder personally based on where you're drafted, people, what they said about you on a scouting report. Do you take that same type of chip on your shoulder as a team when people are saying things about your team that, oh, the Pittsburgh Steelers should easily win this game or stuff like that? Do you take that personally?
I take everything personal. But as a team, you definitely get the feeling that we don't like hearing those things. And, you know, as pride as men, football players, you just have to prove the doubters wrong. The guys that we have in our room have been doing a really good job this year. Bringing Quentin in was huge, free agent signing for us. So, you know, he's one of the more underrated, underappreciated free agents that we brought in this offseason. So to have him in there, he's a veteran. He knows how to play the game. Dean is just a tough, hard-nosed football player. So when you got tough guys up front that play the game hard, then it definitely helps you out there.
Do you think people didn't focus on him as much and his talents because he came so late at the end of cuts and all that stuff?
I don't know. I don't know whatever the reason is. Other people haven't focused on him, but I do know what he does for us, what he brings, and I'm really glad he's here.
What do you think the difference has been for the run? Just what you've seen from it since the bye week to do what you guys have done? I think it's like 2.3 yards per carry long.
Our guys have really done a really good job, even going back to last year. And it's something I think started last year, and it's just something that we continue to build off of, or build on, rather, this year. I like to even cite our Dallas game going to the fourth quarter. I think Ezekiel had 39 yards. And, you know, we allowed them to get rolling, but that's definitely, you know, more our fault than them just coming out and steamrolling us. So the guys have, you know, we've got a lot of young guys up front, definitely maturing, Dean, Kenny, second-year guys. Look at Jake, third-year inside linebacker, Blake, second-year guy. So we get these young guys that have the opportunity to really grow in the system, then you see results. And I think that particular part of the game is a direct result of our younger guys really coming along at the speed that they have, and they've been doing a great job.
With the Bell, what's the biggest challenge with him? And as far as his running style, is there anyone that in the league quite like him in terms of how he gets the ball?
He's definitely a unique style running back. I don't think we've played somebody like that before. So we just have to be accountable to our gaps and, you know, play the game with the right attitude.